The shoreline along the St. Mary's River in the eastern Upper Peninsula is getting washed away, eroding lawns and flooding septic systems. And that's not just because of high water levels. Large freighters cruise up and down the river, and if they go fast enough, a surge of water follows. Residents are desperate for relief.
I just want them to go slow. I mean, it's physics. Lighten your load, lessen the speed. We can't do anything about the water level.
Interlaken Public Radio's Lexi Krupp visited a town along the river this spring. She filed this report.
About 20 people turned out for the April town hall meeting in Bruce Township. That might not sound like a lot, but it's a big crowd for the small community in the UP. It's a lot of older people. Everyone knows each other.
Hey, Paulette. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
There was a proposal to reduce the speed limit along a residential stretch of road. Then the latest report from the fire department. Just one fire. Someone cooking sap in their garage. But the reason most people were here was because of erosion along the shoreline and boat speeds. Bruce Township sits along a narrow stretch of the St. Mary's River. It's the artery that connects the waters of Lake Superior down to the rest of the Great Lakes. Water levels reached record highs last summer.
We all know that this is a natural disaster. It's no different than a tornado or a hurricane in the high waters.
Chris Clark is a retired nurse whose family has lived on the river for generations. She says water levels have always cycled up and down. What's different now is commercial shipping. Boats are bigger and heavier. They displace a lot of water and can be a real threat to people's homes.
And we all choose to live on the river, and we can't do anything about the high waters, but we do something about the speed of the boats, I hope, but I don't know where to turn. And you can see by the turnout tonight, we're all very concerned about this.
The county where the township sits, Chippewa County, has one of the highest flooding risks in Michigan. Nearly one in five homes is susceptible to flood damage. In some stretches along the St. Mary's River, almost every homeowner has had problems. Like Pat Lightfoot. He lost his long wooden dock last year.
That water was so high, and that boat freighter came by, and we had to spend $15,000 on a roll-out dock because I just took all the sections that floated in and gave them away because I was done. For all those years, it was...
Pat showed me his property in Barbo on a misty morning the next day.
Down here is always moist.
He lives in a ranch with a wooden deck off the back facing the river. For the last two summers, his yard has been completely underwater.
Yeah, at the height of it, the water was, you step off a step, you were in the water.
And it's still really,
Yeah, you see the leaf line? That's where the water was.
Pat says just about all his neighbors' yards have caved in, and he knows their properties well because he mows their lawns every summer. The high waters meant he's had less mowing to do.
Oh, yeah. I made out like a bandit last year.
But the swamped yards have caused all sorts of problems, like flooded septic systems. Whenever his neighbors flush their toilet, the water just gurgles. And things might be better this year. So far, it's been dry. Water levels on the river are way down.
Oh, if it stayed like this, they'd be fine. But getting it to stay like this, I don't know who has a good word with the man upstairs, but I don't know if any of us do.
To protect their homes over the past few years, people on the river have been building breakwalls or fortifying the shoreline with chunks of concrete or boulders. To do that, you need several permits and money. And not everyone can afford these protections. At the town hall meeting, one homeowner said he was quoted $30,000 to $40,000 to install a breakwall. He didn't have the money. So some residents are asking for help.
The issue is the speed limits have to come down, and there needs to be something to help us put our property back together.
This is Chris Clark again, the retired nurse who lives in a tidy house on the river. She's gone to township meetings across the region and contacted local politicians and her representatives in Congress. So far, though, nothing's happened.
Everybody agrees that it's terrible, and then it just dies. And, you know, you just feel a little impotent when you don't get anywhere.
Repairing septic systems or building seawalls isn't covered under flood insurance. And as for the boat speed, it turns out local and state governments can't do anything about commercial shipping. That's regulated by the U.S. Coast Guard.
Enforcement, Lieutenant Nanny speaking. How can I help you?
Lieutenant Barton Nanny works in Sault Ste. Marie. He says lowering the speed limit on the St. Mary's River isn't something the Coast Guard is considering right now.
While I wouldn't say it's impossible, it does depend on many different factors.
According to Barton, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers would need to step in and deem existing speed limits unsafe. Meanwhile, he says if homeowners do think commercial boats are speeding, they should give the Coast Guard a call. But residents like Chris Clark and Pat Lightfoot have called the Coast Guard a lot.
Every time I call them, they tell me there's nothing we can do.
The problem isn't speeding, Pat says. It's the speed limit. And the solution seems obvious. So far, though, it doesn't seem like anyone is listening. I'm Lexi Krupp.
This story first appeared on the Interlochen Public Radio podcast Points North. If you'd like more news from up north, you can look for it wherever you listen to podcasts.